Good evening and welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio as we are inside the Quicken Loans studios and anxious to welcome in our next guest and get his perspective on the Buckeyes' big game, winning the national championship in the new playoff era. In fact, this was the Buckeyes' sixth national title, and Husker great Jason Peter, let me tell you, he knows a thing or two about winning national titles and the formula for success. He won three as a defensive standout at the University of Nebraska under Tom Osborne. JP, it's good to have you with us. Of course, he's joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Comparing rates, Progressive Insurance, comparing rates to help you save. Now that is Progressive. Nice to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Jason Peter. Jason Michael Peter, I should say. How about those Buckeyes? What Ohio State was able to accomplish, I have to say, it is truly one of the all-time great stories in college football. And in many ways, it is difficult to put into words. How would you describe what this team was able to accomplish this year?
Pretty amazing. I mean, to think, you know, this was a team that obviously overcame the quarterback issues, but I mean, they lost to Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech was not a good football team, and you know, to think that they were still able to win a national championship coming out of what most people perceived, myself included, as, you know, the worst Power Five football conference out there, and not just winning, but annihilating people. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know what conversation, what pregame speech, what Urban said to those guys, but when the championship weekend started back for the Big Ten, I mean, they took their game to another level. I mean, this was a team that almost, you know, was on the ropes against Indiana and had a bunch of other close calls. I mean, they absolutely manhandle Wisconsin, do the same to Alabama, and then ultimately finish it off, you know, killing, in my eyes, Oregon. I mean, it could have been worse. They were fortunate, Oregon, to get out of there with the way that the scoreboard read, because it could have been a lot worse.
As a player, I mean, you won it all at Nebraska. What does that moment kind of encapsulate? What does it mean to you? I mean, just kind of share for all the listeners, I mean, what those emotions and kind of what's going through your mind.
Yeah, I think that in the first championship we won in 94, that was when we beat Miami down there. But the game itself wasn't necessarily for the national championship. So as far as that post-game feeling, the only one that I can really compare it to is that following year when we played number two-ranked Florida. And we were one, they were two. And, you know, I think it was 62-24 by the end of the game. And for the most part, you know, the starters, we weren't playing for a quarter and a half. But that, I would say, it was probably the game that I could compare to this national championship setting, and it's really unlike any feeling. I mean, guys talk about how, yeah, maybe it will settle in once we get back to the locker room, or once we get back to Columbus, or once we, you know, I mean, there's something when that final second ticks off the clock, and you know that you're the national champion, that you are the best team in the country. You know, in our case, nobody could beat us. Virginia Tech obviously beat Ohio State, but there is a huge sense of accomplishment. And I get the whole part where, you know, it maybe takes a little bit to sit in. I think that's more of just, I think it's almost every year, it's when the season comes to an end, it's like the season's over. You don't really, you've been doing this for so long, and you've been prepping for this season and these games for so long that now it's like you don't know what to do with yourself. And you know, so I understand kind of when they say that, that's kind of, you know, what I kind of, you know, direct that towards. But as far as national championship, I mean, when you know you win it, I mean, it's just boom. I mean, for me, it was instant. It's like we're the best team in the country, And nobody can say anything about it. With 94 and 97, and we still kind of had to wait for, the votes to come in and stuff like that. So it was a little different. But that 95 team was comparable, that situation, to what we have today.
I absolutely love reliving those memories with Jason Peter, Husker great at the University of Nebraska. Hey, we're so glad you're with us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. This interview is being brought to you by our friends at Progressive Insurance. Of course, comparing rates can help you save. Now, that is Progressive. And obviously, Jason, there's been so much talk about it with Ohio State, with Cardale Jones, Ezekiel Elliott, their future within the NFL. But talk to me about Urban Meyer. Just give us some descriptors on what this guy's all about. I mean, the immediate word that comes to my mind is he's a winner.
Yeah, there were some people, some journalists back here that were tweeting after the game, and they were saying that this is what recruiting will do for a program. And I kind of jumped in on it and I said, yeah, I'm not taking anything away from recruiting, but the number one reason why Ohio State is standing there right now in the position that they are, claiming themselves as, and deservedly so, as national champions, is because of Urban Meyer. And that was a program that he took over that was in turmoil. I mean, I think they were, 6-6 or something like that when he took over. And instantly, with the same talent, that was there when Tressel was coaching, and these were all kind of his guys. And what was it, Luke Fickle who filled in the year? I mean, those were his players. And he takes them and runs them undefeated while, they were on probation, I think, for that first year. I mean, it seems like such a distant past, but, I mean, this guy has turned them into a powerhouse. And even when people criticize the Big Ten, it's like, Ohio State doesn't necessarily fall. The only school that is really respectable is Ohio State, but everybody else is garbage. That's kind of what people say when talking about the Big Ten, and that's just the reality of it. He has changed, and this was a school that wasn't kicking tail. I mean, they had their struggles, and he went in there, and here they are. I mean, 2-3 years later, national champs.
Okay, in your opinion, who's a better coach, Nick Saban or Urban Meyer?
Ooh, after what he did this year, if you would have asked me prior to the Big Ten championship game this year, I would have said Nick Saban. But I'm on the Urban bandwagon right now. And as a Nebraska alum, it is not something that I'm happy with, because that man will be standing in between you and a conference championship or a national championship year after year after year. I mean, as long as he's there at Ohio State, they're not going anywhere. And I'm looking forward to the Michigan-Ohio State matchups now.
Hey, we are so glad you've been with us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Always going one-on-one with one of our favorites. That is Jason Peter with our weekly Under the Helmet segment. And it is a very big weekend in the NFL. The Final Four, NFC, the AFC Championships, the Packers, the Seahawks, the Colts, and the Patriots. And we will get into that next week. Thank you so much, Jason. You stay warm with the family, okay?
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Join us at Twitter, @eRadioSports.